Check, check, mic 1, 2, 1, 2. Welcome back to JP's Perspective, a podcast experience where we talk about faith, motivation, entrepreneurship, and personal finance. I hope you guys are having an amazing week. I've got some feedback from one person, Ivan. Shout out to him. But I think I'm going to start changing my podcast date to a Monday or a Tuesday. I'm still debating on which one. I may, and I am going towards doing them on Tuesday days, because I feel like I would be more, I'm a lot more motivated in the beginning of the week instead of the end of the week wherein I post them on Fridays, because that's when I just want to relax and wind down. And of course, in entrepreneurship and in any type of hustle, there's no winding down. But a lot of times we're really, really tired, and sometimes we just want to chill and relax for the weekend. So I think what I want to do is I am going to change the time and date. Well, not really time, but I'm going to change the day to Tuesday. So keep an eye out for that. And hopefully you guys keep listening to these podcasts. And I'm hoping that you guys enjoy these ones, or these episodes that I release out, because I really enjoy like learning about the things that I talk about. And it's a learning experience for me. And also I am learning a lot. It's not just for you guys, but I also take all the things that I learn and put them into practice in my own life, and I am enjoying it. And so today is going to be the second part of what we were talking about last week. What did we talk about? Last week we talked about what keeps us from being truly happy, right? And I'll go over them real quick. It's, looking for happiness in the wrong places, lack of gratefulness, envy, sense of entitlement, and foolishness. And a lot of these verses come out of Proverbs. And if you guys want to hear that episode, go check it out. It was last week's episode. But this week, I just wanted to talk about overcoming the barriers of personal happiness, right? Last week we talked about what keeps us from being truly happy, but this week I want to talk about how to overcome the barriers to personal happiness. And a lot of the times nowadays, especially during the holidays, a lot of the times a lot of people get really, really like depressed, sad, and the busyness of the season just takes over. And sometimes we just have to step back and relax and chill and look at why we're celebrating all these seasons. Last Sunday, we had our little Friendsgiving, and I spoke and gave a little devotion that evening, and I talked about giving thanks in everything we do, in everything that happens in our life, not for everything, but in everything. And so doing that, it and me studying all that, it actually really opened up my eyes and my heart and my mind to, a lot of times I'm not thankful for what I have, and I'm trying to be more grateful in everything that I have, especially after doing that last episode, and I'm about to do this one, and talk about overcoming the barriers of personal happiness. But yeah, just keep an open mind and an open heart as you listen to this, and hopefully you guys get some value out of this, and let me know in the comments. DM me, share this podcast if you guys really like it, and I would really appreciate it. Hashtag JP's Perspective, or tag me on it so I can see it. And yeah, so let's get on with it. So today it's all about overcoming the barriers to personal happiness. So overcoming the barriers to personal happiness is simply a matter of doing what the various proverbs we've read about advise us to do, or what we've talked about, what I've read about and what we've talked about. But some of these things are Solomon's advice, and I'm hoping that it might be helpful for you guys. So develop a grateful heart is number one. This simply means that throughout each day, focus on those things for which you are grateful for. For those who are currently having a hard time overcoming a devastating setback or sorrow, make sure that you just have this grateful heart and give thanks in everything that you do, right? In a book by Gary Smalley, teaches a wonderful technique called treasure hunting. In the opening chapters of his books, Making Love Last Forever, applying this simple skill will help you discover hidden treasures in even your most traumatic experiences, right? So look at the things that you are very grateful for. Try to find those little treasures and write them down and just go back to them. And once you discover those treasures, nothing will stand in your way of gaining a grateful heart, right? So make sure to just have a, if you don't have a grateful heart, make sure you just develop one, because that will actually significantly, it really will help you, because the more grateful you are, the more thankful you are for the things that you have. And you just overlook all the bad things, basically. You just have this peace, this joy that radiates out of your heart, your mind, your soul, and it really feels good to have just a grateful heart. So one, develop a grateful heart. Number two, eliminate the sense of entitlement. A false sense of entitlement in any area of your life is an enemy that will keep you bound to unhappiness. The only way to break loose is to relinquish the unrealistic expectations you may have of others. So the government, your employer, your friends, relatives, and your spouse or children, if you have any. And as you do this, you'll be amazed by the results. You'll not only become a lot happier, you will gain an increased ability to love and respect others unconditionally. So eliminate that self entitlement, guys. Like I said, we are the generation of me, 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 I, and it's all about us. And sometimes we don't think about others. And if we step back and we think of less entitlement that we'll have, we'll be a lot happier. It really helps that you will increase the ability to love and respect others, right? And it's going to be unconditionally. So second one, it's eliminate your sense of entitlement. Number three, root out the weeds of envy. So third one is root out the weeds of envy. When you find yourself envying what others have, remind yourself of three important facts. You don't know the whole story of the challenges in the other person's life, right? Everything a person owns is left behind at death, and death can take anyone at any time. And everybody has experience with that. Everybody dies. There's no way out of it. And of course, you won't be able to bring anything with you when you pass away. So you don't know their whole story, how happy or unhappy they really are, or what they have sacrificed to acquire that which you envy. Did they sacrifice their personal lives? Make unethical or immoral choices? Did they sacrifice time with their families? Regardless of what they have, remember, when they die, they will leave it all behind, right? I'm only 28, and yet I've already seen some of those I've envied, and I've seen some experiences of people pass on, and they left behind their riches and their family. But me personally, I would rather be broke and have more time to enjoy with my family than have billions of dollars and die prematurely, right? Whenever you feel envious, let your feelings of envy serve as a signal to reset your focus on those things for which you are grateful. So number three, root out the weeds of envy to help you just overcome the barriers of personal happiness. Lastly, four, start living wisely, right? So let me talk about this a little bit. Start living wisely. Wisdom is not simply knowledge. Remember that, guys. Wisdom is not simply knowledge, knowing the truth about something. It's not merely something you store in your head like facts in an encyclopedia or a database. Wisdom, get this, guys. If you guys are listening to this, write this down. Wisdom involves action, right? So wisdom is simply not just knowledge. It is, and it involves action. Simply stated, wisdom is the effective application of truth to your daily behavior. So make sure, if you guys want to start living wisely, you just have to put everything that you're thinking of into action. And the things that you think of and things that you want to achieve, all the goals that you have for your life, make sure you're not just listening to podcasts, reading books, learning about everything. You have to put it into into practice, because that's the only way we can learn, and that's the only way you can fail, that's the only way you can get up from failure, that's the only way life moves on, is if you do something and take action. Because if we're stagnant and we don't do anything, then that is very difficult. But I want to put a but in there. But also, make sure when you're making plans, you got to make sure that you listen to what God's plan is for you. Because if you try to make your own plans and you don't listen to what God is telling you, you're getting in God's way and his plan for you. So let me quote this real quick. Whenever you mix a man's way with God's way, you delay God's way from happening. Let me repeat that really quick. Whenever you mix man's way with God's way, you delay God's way from happening, right? So make sure you don't get in God's way, because God has an ultimate plan for you. God is the one that has a purpose for you, and to make sure that you're doing it the right way. Make sure to just listen to God and make sure that you have you are listening to what God is saying. So yeah, so those are the things that I've learned this past week, and I just wanted to share with you guys overcoming the barriers to personal happiness. And if you guys saw my last Instagram post, this is where I got it from, and I just wanted to go deeper into it. So sometimes I incorporate what my Instagram posts are to my podcast, and make sure to follow up that Instagram. Go hit that follow button. It's at JP's Perspective. Also, if you guys are brand new to listening to these podcasts, make sure to hit that subscribe or follow button, because I do these podcasts, like I said, every week. It may change. The day may change. But I still do one podcast a week. So make sure to follow on any and all the podcasts that I have. It's on Google, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts, and all the other podcast platforms. So make sure to go hit that sub and follow it. And if you guys really like this episode, make sure to hit that share or share it on your platforms. Make sure to tag me at JP's Perspective, because I'd love to see that, and it is amazing to see that people are actually listening and following up on these podcasts. So yeah, I really appreciate everybody taking the time out of their day to listen to what I just learned and what I wanted to talk about. And hopefully you guys have an amazing rest of the day and rest of the week whenever you guys listen to this. Thank you guys again. God bless. And we'll see you guys talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye.